What did you think of Johnson?
Well, I don't know.
History will tell in time.
Yes, history will tell in time. Now, was it the paper this morning we were reading? We were talking about this man where was he? That he was being tried.
Oh, in New Orleans.
New Orleans, wasn't it, Jim?
Yes. Okay. Did you see the morning paper? They're going to make a liar on the whole Warren investigation from the Warren administration right on down through all the rest of them. They have already proved that there was a conspiracy.
There has been talk that Johnson had something to do with that.
With what?
Kennedy's assassination.
Oh, do you think that he planned in it?
Well, he could have had a plan.
Well, Donald, what you think he was looking for?
He wanted to be president. He was vice president, and he knew if something happened to Kennedy, he would be president. And many people think that he had something to do with that. So he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. See, the federal government has kept this fellow Garrison from New Orleans, and I didn't believe he had anything in the world to show the people. But the federal government has kept them from trying him up until this year. It's been 5 years since Kennedy's been killed. And he's finally got his chance in court that he brought out yesterday. And the thing about it is, I don't know what the federal government and newspapers and all this, I don't know what you're going to say, but three core members, niggers, NAACP niggers and everything else, have identified him as a man that all three of them that came in and tried to Lee Harvey Oswald, Shaw, and Farrell. I believe his name Farrell is dead now. He was an airplane pilot. But Shaw and the rest of them came in down at this parish in Louisiana, tried to arrest him. They have placed him at the spot. They have placed him everywhere in the world. Now, how are they going to deny that? You know, if a colored person gets up and says so-and-so in court, that's the same thing as a federal judge talking. Now,
why?
You think I'm a Southerner.
No, I don't understand. Wouldn't it be the same as if a white person said it?
No.
Why?
No, you know why.
No, I don't.
You do, too. I can see the look on your face.
No.
I can tell
that. I think you're just teasing me. Why?
No.
Why would it be different?
Because he'll vote in a block. He hasn't got sense enough to think for himself. All he's got to do is go out here and promise him he'll do so-and-so. He can have as many illegitimate children as he wants to. He'll do so-and-so. He'll get all the money he wants. And if you don't believe it, go right down here to the grocery store one block of me and see what they get every month. $350, $400 a month. That's not my word. Now, I'll go down and show you.
So you think because of politics?
They vote on this like you do sheep. They run them through there like, I holy election thing over here. I know what they do over there.
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz.
Yes, sir, baby.
Darling Mariah, you know good well, Kennedy stole an election in 60 in Chicago up there. And they killed the whole thing. Of course, he know he's your buddy, but
no, I never was a Kennedy fan, but you know what I mean. I really haven't had anyone I've ever liked as in politics except.
I don't mean to be.
You know, I mean, so it's not. I mean, I don't have anyone that I liked. You know, I liked a couple people. Like I like Muskie. I think Muskie's a really nice person.